From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. All right, so left, get in the left lane there.
Okay.
Get in the left lane. We got to take this exit here.
I'm going to take the carpool lane.
Okay, we're going to take the car. Okay, we have two of us. We're going over the Delaware Memorial Bridge, which, of course, is the bridge that goes from Delaware into New Jersey on 95 on the way up from D.C. to New Jersey.
Because we are doing a little investigative journalism of our own today.
Now, people are talking about hackers and Russia influencing the election, and
yeah,
I think
the
liberals...
Electoral College members have asked for an intelligence briefing on whether or not Russia influenced the election.
Which is just ridiculous, the idea
well,
that...
Well, it is ridiculous in terms of, I do think that it's strange that the one who requested it, or one of the group who requested it, is Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
Yeah, well, that just shows the corruption within the Democrat Party, and that's why we're snuffing them out from this earth.
Okay, that seems untrue.
We will kill them all. You've heard it here first, folks. Genocide! Because of your political views, but...
One of the most extreme... Just don't go that extreme.
Just genocide!
I'm not pulling over at another Pizza Hut.
I guess,
so stop pointing out all the pizza.
Well, I just want... First of all, if you guys probably don't know this, but in addition to doing Hard Nation, on the side I do a Pizza Hut blog where I review Pizza Huts.
Stop.
It's called Pizza Hut Blog. We got an anonymous email
yes.
that says he claims to have inside knowledge of some of the hacking that purportedly happened.
Yes.
And I just want to... I'm a truth person, just like Donald Trump and the rest of the Republicans. I actually care about the truth.
Deeply
unlike Democrats.
Deeply untrue, of course.
Democrats make things up all the time.
Sure.
They don't let you say Merry Christmas.
Sure.
Obama's never said the word Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about the war on Christmas?
It's awful. And that's why genocide is the
people are celebrating right now because they're saying Donald Trump is making it so you can say Merry Christmas again.
Absolutely.
What a relief.
But that's why genocide is the only answer.
I actually don't think you should throw around that term. So easily.
I just... See, this is where...
Because there are actual genocides happening in the world.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not going to pull over at another pizza.
Come on.
Stop touching the wheel.
Let's pull over here.
Stop touching the wheel.
All right. Well, we are... when we get to our destination, we are going to do an interview with this person that claims to have inside information.
Where is this GPS routing me?
I do not know. It's telling you to get off here. No, that's the DuPont.
Yeah, it's telling me the destination is... Pizza Hut.
All right. Well, we have to stop at a Pizza Hut. And once we get our pizza, we're going to come back with
a
very special
a
Hard
donut.
Nation.
You're eating a donut.
It's called an appetizer. You don't get your appetite up unless you've eaten something first. But on this special Hard Nation, we are going to find, we're going to get to the roots of this whole hacking deal when we return. So... A lot of things are being said about Russians and hackers influencing the election.
Yeah, and we're in an unusual place right now.
We are here now in a house of a man who claims to know. He's breathing very heavy. We're in his house. We're in his garage. And I'm sorry. He's just breathing so heavily.
Yeah,
forgive
just hurry
me.
Up with forgive the introduction.
Me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
So we're with a man who claims to have inside knowledge of the hacking of the 2016 election.
And what would you like us to call you?
Anonymous. Okay. Please, I would like to remain anonymous.
So are you a member of Anonymous or
French
wait a minute,
fry?
Wait a minute.
Would either of you care for a French fry?
No.
I would like a French fry.
I would.
Well, don't speak for me. I would like a French fry.
I have Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's.
Oh, my God. He just rolled over, and they're all underneath it.
They kept them warm.
Feel free to reach in and grab a fry.
Wait, so, now, this
surprisingly
is
agile.
Now, look. See, Pete, you're not a fast food eater, but you can tell they're Wendy's because they have little pieces of skin on them.
Exactly. It's a more traditional fry.
Yeah. It has little pieces of... not human skin.
I never want to hear you say little pieces of skin again.
Do you have any ketchup?
Yeah, let me roll over the other way.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. He is doing this so fast. And so, I mean, it's really impressive.
Ketchup,
amazing.
Mayo, honey mustard. And take your choice.
And
he's like a fast food ninja.
This is amazing. There's a bunch of little buckets. Sort.
Yes. Yeah, they're ramekins, technically.
I'm not in the restaurant industry. I don't know all the terms.
Oh, yes. I was formerly an employee of the restaurant industry.
What restaurant did you work at?
I worked at a shall-not-be-named roast beef fast food chain.
That's
due to a loss. Due to a lawsuit, I am not allowed to say their name on any public airwaves okay. at this time.
But it was Arby's.
What was the lawsuit about? We know it's Arby's. We're not going to argue about it.
Are you gentlemen aware of the liquid meat process at Arby's?
I've heard about this.
Yes, no. It is. Arby's uses bags of liquid that
you
then
just
becomes.
Said Arby's.
Are you able to edit?
This is live.
We can't edit.
This is going out live on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to cause me a fair amount of trouble in the near future. At the shall not be named roast beef fast food chain.
Arby's. Okay.
Uh-huh. I can't say that. They have liquid bags of meat and that they then harden into the actual roast beef.
Is that true?
That is actually true. And I was caught cutting open the bags and letting the liquid meat drip into my mouth.
Oh, now you were caught.
Yes. And subsequently, I hacked into Arby's website, which I said it again.
You just said it again.
Oh, my God. Oh,
this is going to be a lot of trouble. Let's don't drink the liquid meat.
Don't drink the liquid meat, everyone. And sorry to get you into that. You were so kind to bring us in because you claim to have inside knowledge about the 2016 election.
Yes. I will remain anonymous and let you know that a country that shall also remain anonymous, which is both in Europe and Asia.
Oh.
A certain gentleman.
India.
No.
Russia.
I can't say for sure.
Okay.
They shall remain anonymous as well. A certain country, formerly communist, that resides both in Europe and Asia. A certain gentleman from there contacted me on my bed and physical contact. And
he physically
came. What do you mean? You're saying Vladimir Putin came to your house?
I can't say who it was.
And put his hands on you?
I can't say who it was, but the leader of this formerly communist country that's in both Europe and Asia physically touched me on my bed.
Wow. Wow, that is unbelievable.
In the bad place.
In the bad place.
Wait, you're saying Vladimir Putin came to your home and put his hands on your genitals?
I cannot say who it was.
Also, you can't be calling it the bad place anymore.
What? Why not?
Too old.
You're too old.
You don't know how old I am.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's true.
I would guess that you're around 47.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
Okay, yep, yeah, so no exactly more bad right. place. We're in your mother's home right now.
That's
is
right.
Is there anything we need to do to make sure we don't disturb her?
Keep your voices down, mm-hmm. Ed. If you hear footsteps coming down the steps to the garage, be very quiet.
Okay.
All right. Are you not allowed to have friends over?
I'm not supposed to have friends over.
Okay. Well, this is a pretty cool setup you have in here, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just want to point out some of these posters.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
Is that a Lamborghini?
That poster?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a sweet car. Is that what it is? A Lamborghini?
It says Lamborghini in the biggest letters.
Yeah, in big cursive letters.
I just saw it at the poster store and thought it was a sweet car.
But you see that it says Lamborghini in big cursive letters.
Now that you're pointing that out, yes, I do see that. I've done so much Dungeons & Dragons playing that I can't really read things that aren't in the Dungeons & Dragons font.
You do have an immense attention to detail because you're a hacker, or at least... Yes. You're claiming to be a hacker.
I am a hacker, yes, by profession.
Yeah, there are a lot of computers in here.
By trade, I'm a hacker.
There's so many computers.
But at night, I'm a lover.
All right, crawl back into the other side of the bed.
Wow.
Crawl back to the other side.
Oh, my gosh. The robe barely wraps around you.
Would you like me to open it, sir?
I mean, whatever makes you comfortable, but I'd prefer that you didn't. Well,
I guess
by giving you the freedom to do
there
that, I
is.
Guess I invited it.
Well, you're a large man, I have to say, and luckily your stomach is covering up your genitals for the bad place.
Who is that lucky for?
I think that's lucky for everyone.
Would you like me to lift my stomach?
No, we
instantly did it as you were asking the question.
Wow, it's a pretty big penis.
This is horrible.
That's actually not a penis. It's a flab of skin. Let me move it so you can see my actual penis.
Oh my God. That is the biggest skin tag I've ever seen.
Oh my God. That is a very
You'll see
small
now,
penis.
Yes, my penis is actually rather small.
Wow.
That is a skin tag with a mole on the end.
Oh
my
God.
So alarmingly like
this
a penis.
This is where he touched me.
Well, on your the actual penis or the skin tag?
I couldn't bring myself to tell him that the skin tag wasn't my actual penis.
And
I
he was did. How was he behaving while he was doing this? Did he think like I got you by the balls, or did he have a sort of amorous look in his
he
eye?
He was weeping.
Vladimir Putin. Well, you can't.
I can't say who it was.
Can't say who it is. Was weeping as he touched your skin tag penis.
Yes, he kept saying, "Mommy used to do this to me."
Oh my God! Oh my God. And I'm just putting this together. Remember, Trump mentioned a 400-pound hacker.
Ugh, you're just putting this together.
I'm just putting this together.
Yeah.
I'm just putting this together. Were you that hacker that he mentioned during the debates? When Clinton said that it was Russia that was hacking, and Trump was like, in his strong way, was like, no, maybe it was a 400-pound hacker. Mm-hmm. That's my Trump impression.
No, it's not good. You shouldn't give it up. Yeah, a 400-pound hacker on his bed, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you are.
Well, I can't confirm or 400 pounds. You nailed it.
Okay.
I cannot confirm or deny the accusation you've put forth, but let me just say that am I not on a bed right now?
You are definitely in a bed in the middle of this
am
garage.
Am I not 400 pounds?
You are. Yeah, you've confirmed that.
Well.
Yeah, I mean.
What are you drinking? is that liquid meat?
Yeah, there was a little leftover post-lawsuit. Part of the settlement was that I receive bags of liquid meat delivered from the shall not be named RB, the restaurant before mentioned.
You said
on a monthly basis.
You said the whole word and then you said the whole thing.
Well, I stopped at the very last second.
That's right.
I've perfected the art of slide moving. When I need to get out of bed, just shroop, I just kind of melt onto the floor.
That's amazing. It's like you're, if this makes any sense, you know when you're playing air
I'm
hockey?
I'm going to guess it doesn't make any sense.
When you're playing air hockey and the puck is sort of floating around.
Yes, it's kind of like that.
It's like that's what you look like.
You may notice at your feet, since you're standing, you haven't sat down yet, that part of me has puddled around your ankles and is slowly moving up your calves.
That feels great. Wow. So you claim to have insight. So what did this person from a country that's in Europe and Russia?
Putin. Oh, I mean, no, it wasn't him.
It wasn't. You're very bad with your NDAs. So what did he ask you to do?
He said, just lie still.
No, not with regard to that. With regard to the hacking. What did he want you to do?
I am under an NDA, but I'll let you guys in on it. It's okay.
Great.
He said he wanted me to hack it and find out some secrets, mess with some voting machines.
Oh, my God.
Put funny GIFs online.
The last one is actually really surprising. The first two make total sense that's what Russia would want. What kind of GIFs was he interested in?
Oh, he was interested in, you know that famous picture of who this person is riding a horse with no shirt on?
Yes.
He wanted me to put a Hawaiian shirt on him.
Oh, that's funny.
He wanted you to Photoshop. Do you have Photoshop graphic artist skills?
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, I'm okay.
Can we see if...
I think you're probably underselling yourself.
Oh, well, just being humble. There you go.
That's really good.
Can I ask you when the last time you went outside was?
What year is it now?
2016, almost 2017.
It was 1984.
1984.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, my God. 32 years.
At that time, the McRib was a regular menu item at McDonald's, if you recall. It's just a specialty. They bring it in here and there.
That's such a shame, right?
Oh, they should keep the McRib on the menu all the time.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Is that a McRib?
This is a McRib from 1984, gentlemen, preserved in a fold of my skin.
Oh, God.
Please, take a bite here.
I thought that was your nipple, and it was huge.
Well, you see underneath it, there is a huge nipple.
Oh, my God. That is even bigger than the McRib.
It actually looks more like a McRib than the McRib does.
Your body has so many fake-outs.
Yes, it's an enigma wrapped inside an anagram, or however that expression goes.
Just rolling around your bed, luxuriating and showing up.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. So what was your... can I have a bite of this McRib before
I ask? Yes, please. Yeah. Go ahead.
That is tangy.
It's tangy.
That is tangier than I remember.
Yes. Well, that's probably the secretion of sweat from my body oozing into it over the course of 32 years. Yeah,
I mean, I don't have a problem eating this because when you think about
how disgusting.
No, when you think about how cheeses are made, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, same process. Sure. I have some cheese under this nipple if you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow, it looked like it squeezed out.
Yes, it does.
Oh my God.
Would you like to take a squeeze?
I'll give it a try. Why not?
You
come here.
Yeah, you ate your wife's placenta.
Squirt.
What's that squirting? It's hot.
Come on, stop.
You're the one squeezing it.
I'm just
you
trying
have to
get,
stop yourself.
I thought it's like the beginning.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. It's so warm.
Oh, it's steaming hot. Oh my God.
It's like someone put my face in a hot spring.
Oh, my God. Did you support either of the candidates before this unnamed, it was Vladimir Putin came and cried as he touched your
I don't know
skin
if, that, if it, I can't say if it was him, but I split my vote between Gary Johnson and Jill Stein.
You cannot do that.
You split it between?
Yes, I split my vote. Half a vote for Jill Stein, half for Gary Johnson.
Okay. How did you do that? Oh, you're a hacker. You can do
yes,
that.
Yes, I hacked in and did it.
Okay.
I mean, technically, I can't even vote because I can't get there.
I've done absentee.
That's
a good
idea.
But you just did an illegal one.
But
instead.
I just hacked in and threw it in there. Half a vote for Jill, half a vote for Gary.
What else did you do to kind of spoil the election? It seems like that you're very much on the side of this.
I work for whoever pays me the highest amount. I am a mercenary of the hacking world.
Do you have a relationship with Anonymous? Or you?
You
just
mean the guy who touched me?
No.
The restaurant I used to work at?
No.
No, we're talking the hacking organization. Group.
Oh, Anonymous.
What is your feeling towards them?
They are a bunch of pussies.
Oh, my God.
Anonymous.
We got to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to hear more about this, because that's fighting words in the hacking industry.
Yes, indeed.
We are back with the anonymous 400-pound hacker that Donald Trump referenced.
Yeah, he's amazing. How do you feel? He recently dropped the 400 pounds. Is there another hacker working for him now?
I am deeply and utterly offended that he would not use my weight in his description of me.
So he's still referring to you.
I'm not sure. He could have someone else in the employ that he's talking about.
Well, he was talking about someone from New Jersey, and we did drive up here to Cherry Hill.
Yes. It may or may not be me that he's referring to.
Okay.
But I ask you this. Am I 400 pounds?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you confirm that. Yeah.
So, if he's not saying it, then maybe it's not me he's talking about. Huh. Perhaps he that hacks wishes to remain in the shadows.
So, where did you get that plastic sword?
Oh.
You just spun it around.
Arrgh, matey. It doubles as a pirate sword. You see, it has a little hook at the end.
I think I know you.
What?
Here comes a Ren Faire thing.
No, it's not a Ren Faire thing. Although I do recommend if you go to the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, Mount Hope, drop Mark Hard's name and you'll get $2 off a bottle of wine.
Oh.
Because 1 year he ate all the turkey legs.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. I've attempted that challenge myself in my younger days.
Yeah, he fell asleep in the tent where they sell them, and people just took pictures of him for the rest of the fair.
Mm-hmm. So now they made a mural out of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Out of turkey skin,
yeah. A turkey skin mural.
You'll see I've painted a mural of myself on the back wall of my bedroom.
Oh, that is actually...
I didn't see that.
Beautiful.
Now that you're holding that candle up to it, I can see it.
See?
That's really good.
Yes. It's me atop a dragon.
But this is... So I recognize you from... there's a video that's going around of a guy who has seltzer water bottles and a ninja sword, and he just slices through them for like 2 minutes.
Yes. I can't confirm or deny if that is I.
That's definitely you.
I'm not sure. I do have a samurai sword.
Wow, and you're just...
Sing, as you can see here.
and is that a seltzer water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
It's club soda, yes.
I cannot overestimate for our listeners how quickly he's moving to different parts of the room to get these...
You want me to turn on the ceiling fan?
No.
Wow. Wow, he turned it on, and then he had to go and pull the little thing because it wasn't on the right setting.
Yes.
But he did it all so quick.
Yeah. Mm.
So tell us more about Anonymous. You said that you think that they are quote-unquote pussies.
I would like to retract that statement because I fear what they'll do to me. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, I'm also interested in coming under their employ if they're looking for a new anonymous man. Oh,
what do you have to offer ranks? as an employee of Anonymous?
I can do funny gifts, good sense of humor,
yeah,
tiny penis.
Oh, wow, yeah, not threatening.
A trick body.
I got a trick body. Yeah. You could spend days going through all the tricks of this body and all the zigs and zags of my physical experience.
When he said that, he spun around.
Put his hands over his head, just presenting himself to us.
And you pointed at something which I know I'm going to be tricked, but mm-hmm. I thought it was your butthole, mm-hmm. but it's not?
You would assume that because of where it is. It is a hole on the lower rear of my body, mm-hmm. but you're correct. No, it is not a butthole. That is actually a portal to another dimension.
No. Come on.
No. Yes, it is.
Anonymous, yes, I've come with you for a lot of these, but this is not a portal to another dimension.
Yes, it
also,
is.
we've had two politicians in here who can swallow things with their assholes.
What, in your show?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln and Justin Trudeau.
That's wow. right. I'm curious about this portal, but we don't have right. the...
Well, we might as well.
All right, so what are we supposed to do?
Feel free to step inside, gentlemen.
It's weird. As I walk close...
There was almost no option for us not to do that.
And as I walk towards you, it seems to get larger. Like
that's correct.
It's this weird optical effect. The closer I get, the more it looks like a full tunnel.
It welcomes you into
okay, let's go in. Let's go in.
You take one step towards it, it takes two steps towards you.
All right, we're ready to do this, Pete?
Can you hold my hand? Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're in some sort of, it's a red landscape? What is that? Is that a dragon? A dragon!
Oh my god.
He's riding on a dragon.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Anonymous. He's riding on a dragon. Wow.
Welcome to the inside of me.
This is amazing. Everything's very red, but not like a Mars red, more of a magenta. And the sky is purple.
Well, hello, welcome to the inside of Anonymous's body. I'm a hobbit.
Oh my god, a real hobbit.
Yes, welcome. You've just arrived inside of Miona.
Why do you have two penises?
Whatever he wants to happen in here happens. So.
My God.
Oh, one of them's not a penis.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh. That was a skin flap.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So you're a real hobbit?
Yes.
This is, are we in Middle Earth, or are you just a hobbit that's been transported from Middle Earth?
Oh, I don't want to go to Middle Earth. Everything I've ever seen that has Middle Earth just looks like a bunch of dirty people walking. I don't want to go there.
That's what's so good about those films. Ugh. Everyone loves to walk.
Well... No, it's not Middle-earth, because this is Anonymous's creation.
Okay.
It's his own. It's Center Planet.
Center Planet. That sounds
he could
very
use
much
a little
like
more
middle
work on that.
Earth.
Mm. Yeah, where are you going? We don't know where to go.
I'm going on an adventure.
just as an everyday adventure?
Yes.
We just hit you on a good day.
Yeah. Oh, no, every day. I'm on adventures constantly.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Now you just
what are you adventuring for today?
I'm going seeking some gold coins.
Ooh, I love gold coins.
I don't love this place.
He keeps rolling dice. So why did you roll the dice?
He's fine, but, you know, I have no judgment of him, but it's not for me.
Pete, you don't want to go on an adventure for gold coins?
For gold coins? No, it seems like,
my brother wants to go.
You guys are going to leave Center Planet?
I mean, I would go on an adventure, but if you really need to go, we can.
We should go and talk to Anonymous. Who knows where he's slithered in the room by now?
Yes, where is Anonymous?
Do you have knowledge of what Anonymous is doing?
Right now, no. I mean, I'm inside him in this world, inside him, and a whole alternate time track happens in here, a whole different universe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now, I mean, I know I'm inside him, and then he's also inside him. Sometimes you saw him fly by on the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it looked like an idealized version of him. He was very tall and strong.
Muscular, yes.
Yeah.
Large penis.
No skin flap. Who knows what's a penis anymore? All right, let's get out. Come on.
All right, well, I gotta go.
All right, well,
how do we go?
You gotta step inside the gnoll of this tree, and you'll come shooting right out of his anus.
Okay.
Right. Back in the real world.
Okay. All right, well, Hobbit, it was nice to meet you.
My name's Frank.
Sorry, Frank. Frank, it was very nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you, yeah. Good luck with your coins.
Thank you. Any interest in sucking on a meat bag before you go?
Oh, there's meat bags in here, too.
I meant my penis.
All right, well.
No, then, we're gonna go.
We're gonna go.
Bye-bye, then.
Oh! Oh my god. We're back in the garage.
God.
That was painful.
Was that painful for you?
Yes, extremely. You actually do become regular size emerging.
Your hair is completely white.
Yes.
How long were we in there?
It's been 100 years.
What? I cannot believe it. You look so old.
Oh my god!
The minute we popped out of that hole, you look like basically a Santa Claus.
You're so old. And then also, let me point out that you said that we became full size before we got out of the portal.
That will be my final act on this earth, was to excrete you from my butthole.
It's been 100 years. What happened?
What happened? It's 2116.
Jill Stein and Gary Johnson are co-presidents of the United States.
Oh, you got your wish.
Yes. They must be 150 years old.
Yes. They're both just Facebook profiles that have been uploaded into the cloud.
Oh, my God.
And they rule from there.
Oh, my God. That's
it's an all-digital world.
But you still have bags of meat. You still have all these bags of
the
meat.
The lawsuit, they are legally obligated to deliver 30 bags of soft meat at the beginning of each month.
My God.
What could you have possibly done that would keep you in their debt for that long?
The restaurant that shall not be named is forever in my debt for a reason.
Wow.
I cannot explain.
Wait a minute. Look at this. Here, it says, I'm looking at one of your computers right here.
Stop snuggling with it.
Come on, Pete. We're in the future. Well, all we have is each other. Humans have probably evolved past a point that we can even interact with anyone else.
Right,
100 years from now.
See what you're going to see in the computer.
Sexuality,
but your skin is so cold.
Is completely liquid in this world.
It says,
I know that's not what you were talking about at all, but I thought
threw that in out of nowhere.
If you want to have sex, you can just ask.
Yes.
What are you looking at on the computer?
I'm looking at right here. It says, mysterious 400-pound man rules the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Does it say that on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you pull that up because you knew we were coming out of your asshole?
No, I had no. I don't know what's going to come out of there.
This is a surprise.
By the way, I haven't seen you guys in a long time. How are you doing?
We're good. We felt like we were I actually thought I cut it short.
No, you were gone 100 years. It's 2116.
So if we had been in there and we didn't cut it short
for so long,
we would have been in, like, if we had stayed another 5 minutes, it would have been another 200 years.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, my God. How far do you want to push this,
Pete? I'm so glad we didn't go, well, for two reasons. I'm so glad we didn't go looking for those coins. It doesn't seem cool.
Oh, you didn't take the Hobbit up on his offer?
I wanted to.
No.
You should have. You missed out on a great adventure.
He didn't really sell it, to be honest.
So what are the changes that have happened? Should we have been concerned about Russia?
No, that ended up not mattering at all. Russia is on a pure meat-based economy now.
Oh.
All of the country of China is a Chinese food buffet.
The entire country?
Yes. Everyone has been uploaded into a Facebook profile that I control from here.
It's a little disappointing that Facebook is still around.
Yes, I know. Have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And now you guys are the only actual living human beings that aren't Facebook profiles.
Oh my God.
Besides me.
Because we spent so long inside you.
Yes.
So you have Agent Smiths that run around and fight people?
Yes. Well, they're little hot dogs with arms and legs. but they serve the same purpose, yes.
So in your Matrix world, instead of guys in all black with glasses looking really cool like Secret Service agents, it's just hot dogs that run into the...
Well, I thought, what would be cool to me? I don't think it's cool to have black suits and sunglasses on.
I actually think that's very cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So how do people love here? I can show you.
Your first question is, how do people love?
Well, because he was talking about being a lover. And if there's no humans anymore and everyone's just a Facebook profile, who do you make love to?
Myself.
Oh, I see.
I'll show you.
It looks just like regular jerking off.
Did you enjoy watching me make love, gentlemen?
No.
It was unsurprising.
I thought that something, you had been moving around 100 years ago, you were moving around so gracefully.
Well, I'm old. You can't blame me for being slower.
Sort of jerking off. Wow.
Yeah, still got it.
Still got it. Well, I don't know if I could live in this world, Pete. I miss my daughters.
I don't think we have a choice.
Where can I look up my daughters?
Sure, go ahead. Jump on the computer.
On the internet?
Yeah. If they were human, they have a Facebook profile that they exist in now.
Okay. Oh, my God. Tina. Oh, she's dead.
It depends on your definition of living. She is eternal.
Oh, my God.
A digitally eternal, although, yes, her human body is gone.
So if I could type
eaten
in...
Eaten by me. What?
Wait, you
nothing.
Ate...
Never mind.
You ate all the humans?
Wait a minute, what?
I have to go upstairs for a minute.
All right, we should go.
Where to where?
He's gonna eat us.
We can't go back to Silver Spring.
Well,
it doesn't exist anymore.
We have no choice. If we stay here, he's gonna make us watch him jerk off more and then eat us.
Is there a way back to reverse time through going through another orifice of his?
This isn't the kind of thing I like.
There has to be a way.
I'm back, right? Gentlemen.
No.
Stand up. Would either of you mind just climbing on this chicken rotisserie?
I will.
No, he's going to try to eat
I
you.
But I'm aware. I don't know any other way out of this.
We have to run at a different orifice. Perhaps
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life running around some sort of post-apocalyptic wasteland where everyone's just a digital profile. I'm going to get on this rotisserie spit, and I'm going to get eaten by Anonymous.
But Pete, listen. That's what we have.
No, roast me. Roast me.
No,
roast
no. Come on, Pete.
No.
If his fake butthole goes to the future, maybe his mouth goes to the past. You're just letting yourself... You're committing suicide by rotisserie?
I'm not committing suicide.
Oh, sorry about that. That little chunk of umbilical cord that stays on a baby for a while after they're born, you'll notice mine is still here.
Oh, my
present.
God.
Sorry, I hit you with that.
He's 147 years old.
Careful, don't pull on it. It might open up something.
Wait, he's hinting at us. He's hinting that if we pull on his umbilical cord nub,
we can go back.
That's, I think, what he's saying.
All right, give me your hand. Help me off this rotisserie.
Are you talking to me or your brother?
My brother.
Okay, ready?
Help me off the rotisserie.
I can't.
It's so high.
It's really high up.
Okay.
Hey, so this has been a lot of fun.
2016.
Oh.
Gentlemen.
Wow.
Welcome back to the present.
You're never going to believe.
You're not going to believe what things are like in 100 years.
What happened? Was I fit?
No, you were fat
you
as
look
ever.
Exactly
your hair was
the same.
Except with long white hair.
Cool.
And.
That's cool.
Yeah. That part did look cool. And you have a white mustache but no beard.
I like that.
Yeah. It was great.
Hey, I think that in order for humans to continue to live, you and I need to do something.
All right.
We need to get fit.
What?
We have to get fit.
Ugh, this will never
happen. What? Why do you say that? You don't think...
Well, it's just a thing my brother's always trying to do.
Well, yeah. I'd be willing to give it a try with you.
I would like you to join my CrossFit gym.
Really?
The Silver Spring box.
Consider me signed up.
All right.
Do they come to you?
They do not come to you,
oh,
no.
It's going
to
be difficult.
I'm afraid not, yeah.
But this is a real, it's the Christmas season, and this is a real sort of Christmas present moment.
Yes.
We all need to get off Facebook and stop eating bags of meat. It's the only way forward.
I think you've got a good point. I agree.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Is there anything you want to say to any young hackers out there that might be trying to influence an election?
Believe in yourself and anything's possible. Speaking of Christmas, gentlemen, I have quite a few toys to deliver.
Wait. Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, my God!
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh,
on
my God!
Dancer on Blitzen!
Anonymous has flipped over his bed, and it is a full-on Santa slide.
And he's flying away!
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, my God.
He's gone.
That was so fucking weird.
That was very, very weird, Pete.
Come on, grab a bag of that.
All right, here we go. All right, so we are driving back to D.C. right now. I don't know what to believe anymore about reality.
That whole thing would drove me wild. I thought that I would hate that person so much, and he really surprised me.
And then he became Santa Claus and flew away.
Yeah.
What, is he the real Santa? I don't understand.
It's almost like his body was snatched.
It was like because he didn't seem like at all like Santa, and then it's like someone jumped into his body.
No, he didn't seem like Santa even a little. He was drinking meat out of a bag.
Oh my God. Well, I think we should get to the bottom of this. I really enjoy, first of all, being an investigative journalist and driving around. So I think next week we should continue this investigative journalism.
Taking you to another place to eat Pete Road Pizza.
Come on.
You keep calling it.
It's Pizza
not
Hut
cool
Blog.
Cool when you call it Road Pizza.
Go to PizzaHutBlog.com and you'll find out about all the different Pizza Huts, because some of them have dessert pizzas, some of them don't anymore. And the places that do have dessert pizzas, they usually are strawberry and apple, but sometimes you can find blueberry.
Get it. I'm going to pull over. Get it. I want you
to drive.
I want you to drive back separate.
No, come on. We're investigative. We're the hard...
Don't call us the hard boys.
We're the hard boys. We're like the Hardy Boys, but just the hard boys.
Get out.
But next week on The Hard Boys Investigate, we're going to get to the bottom of this whole Santa thing. And we're also going to find out where you can get cheesy bread still at Pizza Hut. It's a special thing that you can get at some Pizza Huts.
We're not going to do any of that.
When the Hard Boys Investigates returns.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.